Hello, this is Collective Noun. For a high quality program, press 1. You have pressed 2.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Welcome along to the show tonight.
Dom, up until this point in my life, I thought putting a fence around your yard was enough to keep outsiders out.
Well, that's generally the agreed upon rule, isn't it? That's what humanity's been going with for, I'd say, centuries.
I have discovered someone who is not my wife or I has been using the hammock I have in my backyard.
Without my knowledge!
Okay. All right, well, I feel I need to apologise sincerely. I didn't realise you would find out about
this. You promised you wouldn't come over to my house when I wasn't home.
But I've made it very clear to you, Zach, that I love a hammock, and if there's a hammock available, I will use it. Is this someone apart from me?
I have made a discovery today.
Yep.
I've put my detective hats on. I think I've drawn a conclusion, and I don't like the results.
Okay, right.
But I'll share what's going on a little later on.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
The new Star Wars movie comes out at midnight tonight, the Han Solo movie. And Dom, you must be furious. You must be so upset.
What do you mean? Why would I be upset? I love Star Wars. I'm keen to go see it.
Oh, no, because it's coming out at the same time as your movie.
Okay.
And they might cross over a bit.
Okay. As far as I'm aware, I don't have a movie coming out.
That's so strange that you say that, because you've been talking to me about it for ages.
What have you done? What are you referencing?
I'm not referencing. What are you talking about? I'm talking about your movie.
What movie? I don't have a movie.
Well, Han Solo comes out tonight.
Han Solo, yes.
As well as your movie, Eating Ham Solo.
Okay.
Just one man in a leg of ham.
Eating Ham Solo. Yeah. I don't remember being a part of the film.
Are you kidding me?
I didn't take any time out to produce Ham Solo.
You've been talking about it on this show for months.
No, I haven't.
I even have a trailer here that you gave me. Okay. Have a listen.
One man.
The footy was on the TV. I thought I'd grab something to eat while I watched the footy. When I stumbled upon the bounty.
One ham.
I've got to say, one of the, if not the best thing I've tasted in my life.
One night to eat it all himself.
I mean, you have seen me with foods.
Yeah.
I can't stop, right? Once I start, I don't stop.
This summer, it's man versus meat.
So I haven't been feeling great. I've had an upset stomach pretty much constantly for 2 weeks now.
Eating Ham Solo. Coming to a cinema near you.
Okay. I remember it now.
Of course you do. It's your life story.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, geez. And they're releasing Ham Solo tonight?
It's so embarrassing, isn't it?
Well, no, it's embarrassing for them. Eating Ham Solo is going to smash that at the box office. You're in big trouble, Star Wars.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Now, Zach, I am taking action against autocorrect. On behalf of everybody whose name gets autocorrected, I feel your pain because my name is Dom, D-O-M-M for mattress. Yet for as long as autocorrect's been around, I have been called, just as often as I've gotten Dom, I've gotten Don, D-O-N.
N for mattress.
N for nectarine. There we go. If this doesn't work out, I can get on Wheel of Fortune. That was pretty good stuff. But my point is, I have been called Don so many times.
Yeah.
Thanks to autocorrect.
Do you have a problem with the name Don?
It's not that I have a problem. It's that according to autocorrect, my name doesn't exist. I don't have a legitimate name according to autocorrect.
Yeah.
This happens all the time. So I've got it in romantic messages when I had a girlfriend a few years ago. That was sad. And I
what
thought
happened? What happened?
We broke up. I mean,
I don't know what happened. I don't want you to go into the relationship. I want to know the story relevant to here. Jeez, you don't have to press hard. Just scratch the surface and you get Dom's life story.
Sorry.
Oh,
she sent me a message when we were together saying, it was like an anniversary message saying, I hope you have a great day. I love you, Don. Right.
And you weren't thinking that there might have been a Don on the scene.
I mean,
you're
that's
like,
possible.
Oh, ha, 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 autocorrect.
Well, but that's happened only a few weeks ago. My mum put up a family photo and I wasn't Dom. I was Don.
Well, your mum did it.
Mum did it. And then even yesterday, Zach, you in a Facebook group chat we've got, you referred to me as Don. You called me Don.
Yeah, I did that on purpose, Faye. Oh, that wasn't autocorrect.
My point is, if you type Dom into your phone, D-O-M, it seems to want to correct it to Don. I don't know why. I reckon, I'd hazard a guess, that there are just as many Doms as there are Dons. I only know two Dons. I know three Doms.
Okay.
I'm pretty furious about this, Zach. I mean, it's gone too long, and I'm starting a campaign against Apple because my name counts too.
Mm.
And I know you know
that's a good name for the campaign. My name counts too.
I know that you sitting there with a name Zach that never gets auto-corrected. You don't understand how nice that is.
Yeah,
how nice it is to always be referred to by your actual name. I'm sick of being referred
to Don. I'm acknowledging my privilege. I haven't experienced an auto-corrected name, no.
And I am, look, Tim Cook, CEO of Apple, warning, I'm coming for you. And I'm putting together a list. 131060, does your name get changed by autocorrect? Because I'm sure I'm not the only one. I'm sure, like me, there's other people who have been regularly called the autocorrect version of their name for years now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to put, what I think we'll do is we'll put together this list and say, you need to update your autocorrect. If someone types in Dom, don't tell them they're wrong. Just let it lie. Let it be.
All right. If this is you, give us a call on 131060. You're listening to Zach and Don.
Oh, do not even
Collective
start
Noun.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Collective Noun late nights with Zach and Dom. That's right. Dom. D-O-M. That is my name. And I am sick of autocorrect on your phone, changing it to Don. D-O-N. My name is not Don. It's Dom. And I'm standing up once and for all against autocorrect for people whose names keep getting changed.
You've got to stop saying Don and Dom next to each other because people can't tell the difference.
Dominic Donald. There you go. Is that better? Yeah. I'm getting called Donald. My name's Dominic.
Dom's starting a petition.
I am.
He needs some names on 131060
yeah.
that always get auto-corrected.
People who can feel my pain. We have Anushka in Melbourne. What does autocorrect think you are, Anushka?
Autocorrect doesn't even give me one name. It gives me just an array of different words that have nothing to do with Anushka. So it just tells it it's wrong.
What have you seen? What has been suggested?
I don't know if I can say this.
probably don't. Okay, probably don't.
We'll assume that it's a rude word.
It's not rude. It's just an anatomy of the body. And I'm sure if you can spell my name, you can figure out the first four letters.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
A synonym for bottom. Something along those lines. Okay. I can imagine that's not something you'd like to be called. Mm. If someone's texting you and that's what your name gets autocorrected to, that wouldn't be very pleasant. We have Megan in Sydney. What does autocorrect do with your name?
Corrects it to Nathan.
Okay, so you're getting called by your loved ones. They'll text you about dinner plans and you're getting Nathan regularly. Yeah. No, that's rough. I mean, because what's happened there, Zach, is that's not even close to Megan.
No.
Nathan and Megan. I mean,
because if it was like Megan or Megan, you could kind of be annoyed, but you'd be like, okay, it's in the same ballpark.
I mean, Nathan, all I can see there is some A's and maybe an N. That's the only similarity. The rest of the letters are completely different. Shani on 131060. What does autocorrect do with your name, Shani?
Mine goes to Sharpie, like the permanent marker.
Okay.
Well, that could be a good nickname. You're against that, Shani?
Look, it's all right. I used to have my best friend call me Sharpie because she thought it was funny.
Yeah. Yep.
But
Shani,
Shani, you would agree with me that there gets to a stage where you're just done with it, aren't you? You've had enough.
Yeah.
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 You taking these names down, Dom, for your list?
I am.
Are you writing it by hand or on your phone?
I've been very careful to do this by hand the old-fashioned way. We've got Anushka, Megan, and Shani at the moment. And I'm taking all these names, including my own, to Apple to get them changed for good.
We have Isaac in Sydney. Isaac, what does your phone auto-correct your name to?
Yeah, it changes my name to Isuck.
Okay, well, that's just offensive, Apple.
That's too rough.
Not great when you get people saying, hi, I suck. Yeah, I just blame them and myself.
Yeah, no, look, I think that's... If your name is autocorrecting to an insult, to a self-burn, that's too much. Enough's enough, Apple.
Yep.
You're on notice. You've heard these names. If I get a Don again after this moment, I'm going straight to San Francisco. That's where Apple's based, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Straight there, straight to Tim Cook. And I'm going to introduce myself and say, don't mess my name up again.
Whoa. He's not going to double-cross you. Dom's spoken, everybody.
Yes, Dom has spoken.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
I came home this afternoon, Dom, into my backyard.
Yeah.
Had a look at my hammock. Mm. Just sitting in the backyard, usually where I relax. Yep. Kick back.
If you follow @ZachMander on Instagram, you'll see heaps of hammock snaps. It's one of your most popular, I think, photography spots.
I'm big in the hammock Instagram community, Dom.
Yep. Yeah.
It's a niche, but someone has to do it.
Yeah. You love your hammock.
I found evidence that someone else had been using my hammock. Not myself, not my wife, no one in my household. Mm. Someone had been jumping into my yard and using my hammock.
Now, this is a major breach of, you know, your private property. You can't just go into someone's yard and use their hammock.
The evidence.
Yeah.
I found feces. I had to play the great game.
Yep.
Whose feces is it?
Which, it's an FM staple. Whose feces is it? Was it human feces? Because
no, it was, well, it's a sick human.
Well,
because it was very small pellets.
I mean, there is a former boss of ours who was known to leave his feces around the place every now and then. You know who I'm talking about. The boss of a different radio station. Who would leave.
He was known to leave his feces around the front, now and then.
In the front lawn, in particular. For his wife to. Am I not allowed to share this story?
What are you talking about?
That story's not meant to go on the radio. I apologize sincerely. Okay.
You can't bring up that you had a boss who left, quote, feces around now and then as a throwaway story.
Okay, I apologize.
That's one you have to knuckle down into. That's not one that you say,
yep.
Oh, okay, let's move on. Let's go back to the pellet poo. Yeah, no, I want to hear more about this boss you had.
Am I allowed to share that story? What do you reckon?
I think that's dangerous.
I think it probably is as well. But yeah, no, okay, fair call. So you don't have human feces in the hammock. You've got pellet feces in the hammock.
No, well, it obviously wasn't your old boss.
Yep.
I Googled it. My arch enemy.
Oh, no.
You know, I've had a running problem with possums.
Okay, well, the possum's now getting you where it hurts most.
It was possum feces. I've had a long-running feud with the local possums in my area. There's a ring tail, there's a brush tail.
Yeah.
They join up together. It's an Avengers situation of native Australian animals. And I've had to put all my vegetables behind nets.
Yes.
And I feel like this is retaliation to that. I don't know if they're sleeping in my hammock every night and just laughing at me. I don't know if they think that I've set up some sort of resort style for them. They used to have all they could eat buffets. Now they're kicking back in my hammock.
A possum's got to relax too, Zach. A possum's got to be able to lie back on a Sunday arvo.
To me, if I'm honest, it feels like revenge.
Okay.
It feels like they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And they're purposely trying to destroy, deface, some of my favourite things.
Well, last time this happened, you put a net, as you mentioned, over the vegetable patch.
Yeah. Well, I only have so much netting. Well, if you're suggesting that the hammock now goes under a net, it's not going to be long until I'm living basically in a birdcage.
That's true. That's true. But that's my
best.
That's
not a bad idea.
That's what I'm thinking.
What happens if I put 10 metre poles on each corner of my yard and just cast a massive net over the house?
Oh, that's great. An exclusion zone.
Yeah.
And then when people come in, they have to go through a quarantine section at the front to make sure they don't carry a possum with them.
I mean, it's a lot to do, but if you've ever laid back in a hammock that was full of possum feces, you'd be putting up a net as well.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Strange court case. Overnight, Dom. Here's the headline. Yeah. Parents win legal battle against their 30-year-old son who refused to move out of family home.
Yeah.
Now, there's a guy in America, 30 years old, still living at home. Mm. His parents have now taken legal action against him to evict him.
This seems a bit excessive. Now, obviously, Zach, this has a personal twinge for me. And
because you're an adult living at home.
I am a 24-year-old still living with mum and dad and loving it, might I say. 10 out of 10 on the reviews with mum and dad at the moment. Life's going great at home.
Well, this guy, apparently, his parents had given him numerous warnings saying, get out. He never did. So they said, look, you've left us with no choice. We're going to have to get the law involved. And now legally he has to get going. The court actually said, and I think it was a strange one where they're like, well, you don't have a lease or anything. So they own the house. They don't want you there. Yeah. You got to go.
I'm very hopeful that my parents don't get a hand, don't get their hands on this precedent. I'm hopeful that they don't find out about it, Zach, because I'm very happy living at home. I'm well known as an adult still living at home. And this really does affect me personally.
Well, that's what I was thinking, Dom, because yeah. often when stuff like this happens, they'll go out the front of the court and they'll have a press conference
yeah.
on the front of the street. There will be...
Where to from here?
You know, the defendant.
Yep.
There will be the families. There also might be representative from different communities.
Yeah,
and I know that you represent the adults who live at home.
Yeah, no, proudly. Proudly, I am the ambassador for adults still with mum and dad.
And so I was wondering if you would be open to fronting a similar media scrum.
You know what? I think it's fair enough. I think we've had a hit today.
Yeah.
And we do need to stand up. Can you just invite in the world's press, the yeah. world's media? Just...
Well, I'll take a seat with them, actually, yeah. on this side of the desk. And...
Yeah.
Do you mind if we ask you a few questions?
Take it away. Look, obviously, just a quick statement quickly. Hasn't been a great day for adults still living with mum and dad. We remain defiant. We'll take some questions now.
Mr. Fay, what do you think about the precedent that was set today?
Disappointing. Disappointing precedent. 30 is way too young.
Yeah.
I would hope if I'm still at home at 30, that's totally fine. I reckon maybe 40 you're pushing it. Maybe when you're 40 you're pushing it. 30 is completely acceptable.
Are you worried that your parents might see this and get some ideas and evict yourself?
Look, you're worried about all things in this situation. I'm confident, though, that the level of banter that I provide around the household will ensure that my place with mum and dad is safe.
Is that all you offer? You don't do any of the cleaning?
Do a little
any
bit.
Any of the tidying?
Occasionally.
Just banter.
It's pretty good banter, though.
What, with your mum?
Yeah, and also I watch TV shows with mum, and mum and I compare notes. And I think until mum finds a better person to watch The Voice with, I'm pretty safe at home. So, look, I'm not worried. However, I am worried for some of the other people out there who might be in a similar situation. This is not a precedent we want to encourage.
After seeing some of the fallout from the case,
yeah.
have you changed plans yourself? Have you now got a plan to move out?
You know, sometimes when you have adversity, you do have to quit. But we're going the other way. I'm doubling down. As a show of strength, of solidarity, I will commit to staying at home until at least 30 at this stage. 6 more years. I've signed a 6-year extension.
Okay.
Maybe longer.
Oh, this is big news.
No, yeah, look, I do want to announce in the heat of this, a 6-year extension to stay at home with mum and dad.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm open to increasing
Do your
that.
Mum and dad know about that 6-year extension?
They're not aware yet. Okay. But I'm pretty sure they'll be cool with it.
Yeah.
And you know what? So all I'm saying is the courts can say what they want.
Yeah.
And some parents of the world can do what they want. But us adults who are happily living at home, we'll fight back with everything we've got.
Okay.
And we're not going anywhere.
Which apparently is banter, because that's all Dom offers.
And we're not going anywhere. That's my message today. Not going anywhere, Zach.
Yep.
The press just disappeared. Sorry,
of course you can't go anywhere, because you have to ask mum and dad to use the car. And they're busy tonight.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
This is Collective Noun's Out of Context News.
Making Out of Context News tonight, Donald Trump watched Star Wars and hopes that the dark side never wins.
And if they ever got in and if they ever took over, and you'd see some bad things happening. So, wouldn't be good. That I can tell you. Would not be good.
Also, Scott Cam has his own lightsaber.
No, I've never used it at all. And it's one of those replica ones anyway.
And Pauline Hanson isn't a fan of Han Solo.
Something does need to be done. I think he's just absolutely rogue. And I think the people really probably don't understand the impact that he is having on the rest of the world.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
In the radio industry, thousands of people request an on-air shout-out every week. These shout-outs are carefully considered before just one is granted. This is Collective Noun's Shout-Out Courtroom.
That's right, on 131060. Do you want to apply for a shout-out on the radio? We can only give out one. That's why we enter the Shout-Out Courtroom. Dom, you have the door.
Beautiful. And Alexis is our first entrant into the Shout-Out Courtroom this evening. Alexis, what would you like a shout-out for tonight?
A shout out to my brother who's probably listening to this at work 45 minutes late. Shout out to him.
45 minutes late to what?
To finish work.
Oh,
are you waiting for him, Alexis?
Yeah, certainly am.
He's on the closing shift, is he?
Yeah, he's on the close.
Yeah, okay.
Where's that at?
A fast food. So I'm just staring at lights.
A fast food. You're allowed to say who it is, or do you not
KFC.
Want to? KFC.
Oh, KFC. No. KFC. All right, well...
That's the best one. I had a lot of friends working the KFC late night shift when I was in school.
Yeah.
And they bring all the leftover chicken on the bus the next day.
Oh, I needed your friends. Oh my gosh, my high schooling life would have been so much better. Did we get Alexis's brother's name? Do we need a name there? Alexis, what's your brother's name?
Toby.
Okay, Toby wrapping up at KFC. Take a seat, Alexis. We'll let you know how you go. We welcome in Leroy from Bendigo. Leroy, what would you like a shout out for?
I would like a shout out for my workmate, Easy.
Yep.
Okay, Ethan, Beardy, Simmy Money, Snap, all the crew here, playing some darts, relaxing back, having a few bevs. He just won 3 in a row, so yeah, hats off to the fella. Shout out for that.
Okay. I think Leroy might have just done a slam pole.
It was a good effort. I mean, I think...
I liked that.
I reckon that was the most 30 seconds of audio that's ever been broadcast in Australia. That was outstanding.
So that's Leroy applying for his mate Ethan, Alexis applying for her bro Toby. Not all these people will get their name read out on the radio. We can only pick one.
We have Esme on 131060. Welcome to the shout-out courtroom. What would you like a shout-out for?
Hi, well, I'd actually like a shout-out for myself, because I'm calling from New Zealand.
Hang on.
Okay.
We don't broadcast to New Zealand, though.
Yeah, well, I'm listening through your website, so that's how I'm getting it.
Wow. Okay.
This is impressive. Esme has gone to the website. This is how much a shout-out means to some people, so.
Across the ditch.
I mean, that's outstanding, Esme. And can we just get an update? Obviously, it's a few hours ahead in New Zealand. How's life over there?
It's pretty good. Bit cold at the moment, really, but otherwise... pretty chill.
So is it already Thursday there?
It is. Wow. 1:01 in the morning, yeah.
Exciting.
It's like going into the future, Dom.
It really is. Can we ask, Esme, what part of New Zealand you're calling from?
I'm in Auckland at the moment.
Auckland. Just booked a holiday to Auckland in 6 weeks' time there, Zach.
Yep.
So.
I figured that's what you're trying to do. Wedge that into the conversation somehow. Let's adjourn, Dom.
Okay.
We have Alexis giving a shout-out to her brother working at KFC, Toby, late shift.
Yep.
Make sure you bring out all the extra chips, Toby.
Absolutely.
Leroy giving a shout-out to his workmate, Ethan.
Mm.
And Esme giving a shout-out to herself because she's calling from New Zealand. There's a big one for me, Dom.
Well, I mean, I'm just going to say, we've never had, in my time on the panel,
yep. Like,
we've never had an international applicant, have we?
Someone giving out free KFC, some workmates hanging out. Yep. Those are great applications.
Absolutely great. However, we've got to make a decision. And let's get over to the official part of it.
This is an officially sanctioned and verified shout-out on behalf of Collective Noun, extended on this occasion to...
Esme in New Zealand!
The reason for this shout-out, as commissioned in a scheduled sitting of the shout-out courtroom, is...
Esme is calling from the future.
This concludes all official shout-out courtroom business.
Oh, congratulations, Esme, the first ever international shout-out. How do you feel?
I'm pretty stoked, to be honest. Yeah. This is so cool.
Yeah, there we go. And I think that's done wonders for the Australian-New Zealand relationship tonight, Zach.
Just wanted to give a big cheerbro
to
any other Kiwis listening. We're big fans of your country.
Well, I'm a bigger fan. I'm going on holidays there. So when's your next
trip? Okay, geez. How many times do you have to wedge that in? We get it. You're going to New Zealand.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
This is unfortunate, Zach, but I have been the target of a cheese shaming.
Wouldn't it be the first time?
No, and it's always disappointing when you do get shamed for your love of cheese. Happens to me too often. Last night was a rough one. You know, almost 24 hours ago, I reckon to the minute, I was telling you how excited I was to head home and cook up some spaghetti bolognese, or my version of spaghetti bolognese. Every family has their own family recipe, and I'm no different.
And yours is the same as the Domino's.
Do you mean Dolmio?
Oh, Dolmio. Yeah. Sorry.
No, my
The Dolmio's family recipe, which I believe is a family of puppets, if the ad is to be believed.
No, so yeah, I mean, look, yes, I do use a pasta sauce. Shoot me. But I do, my differentiation is more to do with how much, the portions, right? Yeah. So while most might have, their bolognese might be 30% pasta, maybe 65% bolognese and 5% cheese.
You invert those.
I go probably around about 60% pasta, I reckon 30% cheese, 10% bolognese.
Okay, a sprinkle of bolognese on top.
That's it. That's my family recipe. That's how I do spaghetti bolognese. And I went home really excited to have this. And when I got home, my brother's girlfriend, Natasha, was at my place. And as I started cooking, she said, you're not making the Dom Fay Bolognese, are you? And I was like, well, is this, has my creation developed a name?
Word has spread.
Word has spread. And she said, I don't want to be mean, but can I please see how much cheese you put on it?
Yeah.
And she gets her phone out ready to take a picture.
Yeah.
I was like, what do you mean? And she said, well, I've chatted to my friends about it before from what my brothers told her. She's like, none of them believe that you have as much cheese as I'm telling them you have.
Mm.
I need proof. And I was like, I don't know if I want to be... I started to feel a bit like an animal in a zoo.
Well, immediately she's made a mistake.
What do you mean?
Don't tell Dom you're going to take a photo. He's not going to put as much cheese on.
You got to catch
him in the act.
Well, I came up with another plan. So what I did is I cooked the bolognese, put the pasta there, and took it, the plate with the bolognese and the pasta into a separate room with the cheese bag.
Okay. Yeah, she's not going to see.
The cheese will be added in private.
Because I would instantly be thinking like, oh, but that's annoying because then you're going to have to get back up and take the cheese back to the fridge.
Yep.
But knowing the way you do it, there won't be any cheese left over.
There was a return trip to the fridge, but it was to get more cheese. There's a lot.
The opposite problem.
Yes. I have a lot of cheese on my bolognese.
Did Natasha get a photo?
Well, no, because I went into another room with this packet of cheese.
I'm disappointed. I would have liked to track down that photo.
Well, here's where the story does get interesting. Is I'm midway through my meal and I look up and Natasha has climbed outside onto the veranda that overlooks this room that I was in. And she denies that she has a photo. But the camera was pointing at me while I ate my cheesy bolognese. I reckon there's footage out there. Footage or a picture. Yep. I don't know what that she has on her phone.
And how much cheese did you have on the bolognese at the time?
I reckon last night was a record.
Yep.
It was a hell of a lot.
More than the grated family pack that you sometimes put on?
It would have been one and a bit.
A family pack and a bit. A big family.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Natasha's been dating my brother for a while now. She's coming into the family. She's got to realize this is what she's, you know, dating at the moment. This is the Fay family. This is who I am.
Yeah.
As Vanessa Amorosi saying.
What do you mean this is who I am?
Well, you can't change me.
Yes, but she's not interested in dating you.
No, but I'm just saying if they end up together, I'll be Uncle Dom.
Yeah.
And this is what they'll have to get used to. He's a cheesy man. I'm not going to change for anybody.
Mm.
My point is, now, you know, sometimes people... What?
I'm not going to change for anybody. Mm. I'm sticking to my cheese.
Yep.
Okay, I'm just... Sorry, I was just making sure I heard that right.
Yeah, no, 100% you heard that right. Mm. I'll stand up for myself and for my love of cheese. The point is, now there is out there somewhere a picture of me, because I would say I hoe into that meal when I eat it. It's not an elegant...
No, I've seen you eat.
Yeah, but I would say the bolognese is a next level. It's not a pretty thing.
Well, eat a burger like it's origami. You really fold it into your fist and then put it down in one.
Well, I'm not like
it's Hagrid. Like, you ever seen a pelican eat a fish? It's really like it goes down in one sliding fashion. That's what it's like.
Anyway, well, I would say me getting into this, it's somewhat similar to a dog eating its dinner. It's that sort of a style, right? Oh, well,
you'd rather a dog than a pelican. That's more flattering for you. You eat like a dog.
My point is I should be sent to a windowless room when I have this meal. But now I know that this picture or footage might exist out there. I've been thinking, do I get ahead of the game and leak it myself?
Yeah, leak it.
Or do I change my ways? I'm not doing that. I don't know what to do. Natasha's adamant she hasn't filmed me, but I'm just
Natasha,
telling
you. We know you have a photo. Yeah. Please send it to Collective Noun's Instagram. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know, the moment we get that photo, we will be posting it.
Well, I'm not okay with that.
Oh.
I'd like to have a look at it first, because I reckon there's a fair chance... that any slim hope I had left of finding a girlfriend will vanish the moment that photo becomes
published. We want to see the Leaning Tower of Cheese Up.
That is all we've got time for on the show tonight. If you want to hear the full thing back, search for Collective Noun on iTunes. You can get the podcast there. We'll see you tomorrow at 10.
Bye!
That's all from Collective Noun. Grab podcasts and videos online on Facebook at Collective Noun Comedy.